It's always a hard decision. The Senate has been my life. I've senior person in the Senate, Vice President pro tem, and number three in leadership. And I've served 40 years, and I'm very, very grateful for my staff and the constituency. But my wife has got some serious health issues, and family comes first. And I think it's my responsibility and desire to spend more time with her.
How long have you been mulling this over?
Not that long. I've been concerned the last few weeks. This is a decision that this past week came to fruition.
As you were letting people know, your colleagues and things, did anyone try to talk you out of it?
No. I didn't. I didn't discuss it with anybody, with my colleagues. I just kept it within my family.
Of all the years you've been there, what are some of your most proud accomplishments in the Senate?
Well, I think I've passed thousands of pieces of legislation. I've hospice. I'm the first in the nation. I'm considered the father of hospice for the United States, and respite. Those are all my ideas, and I passed thousands of banking legislation and environmental legislation. And I'm proud of my career. I think I've accomplished more than I ever dreamed of, and I've done the best I can. I think I've served with honor and integrity. And these are tough times with the disrespect that people have for government. But by and large, I think that most of my colleagues do the very best they can to serve honorably, and I like to think I have.
Do you think that the institution is respected less than when you got there, and does that trouble you?
Yes, it does. I think that does trouble me, but these things are. I think it's even manifesting itself on a national level, but there's a lot of people in government that do the very best they can to work hard to represent people. It's a career that I have loved, and I think I've served pretty well.
Senator, there are a few weeks left in this session, and then, of course, you know, your term will end at the end of the year now. Is there anything in particular that you still want to accomplish or are working hard in these last few months?
Well, there's a lot of things that I'm always working on. The biggest kick I got is serving my constituents, and I continue to do that, and I will continue to work hard the rest of my term.
People have run for the seat you hold every couple of years without success, and there are already several in the race this time. Do you have any plans to endorse in the race? Or
I'll endorse the Republican candidate. I presume that Jim Tedesco will probably be interested in it, and I think I will support the Republican candidate because I think keeping control of the Senate is terribly important.